There's something about Good Shepherd Sunday that says a lot to me. And I have trouble with it, too, because we're always given a portion of chapter 10 to read, but not the whole thing. And don't worry, I'm not going to read the whole thing this morning. But some of my words and comments will come from reading the whole of chapter 10. So our gospel lesson comes from John chapter 10, beginning with verse 1, and I'm going to take it to verse 11. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. For all who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. This is the word of the Lord.